a sec. President.
Yes? Hello? George, it's the president. I have Bob McNamara and Nick Katzenbach and Jim Reynolds with me. If you want to talk privately, I'll pick up the receiver. If you don't, I'd like them to hear what you have to say.
I think I better talk to you privately, please.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Arthur talked to me this morning.
Yes, sir.
And we discussed this some length, and I kind of agreed with him that we had to have the junction, the earlier the better. I have completely revised my thinking. I've talked to our people, and I'm now convinced that an injunction before a strike starts would be an absolute disaster.
Well, now, here's what our people are thinking. I felt I was proceeding on this other basis because of what information I had.
Well,
but our people think that we ought to have about three of these plants to agree, labor to agree to go on and operate them, what you got to have for the war and for the soldier, and let the rest of them go out.
All right, let them all go out for a few days, please.
Well, they think if we do that I'm just neglecting the public interest for a few days, and I'm not on very sound ground. What are the plants involved?
Evendale, Burlington, and Lynn. One or two others.
And maybe one or two others, but those are the principal ones. And they don't involve but a very small percentage of the total. And they think the president's position's got to be that a soldier can't quit. Even these guys that burn up the draft cards can't get by with it. We put them in jail. The soldier's got to be supplied, and this is the most vital operation, but it doesn't involve much of GE. And if we just, if the union would just say, well, we'll go on and operate this, we've taken a position, we're for our country, we did it in the transport, we did it in the airlines, and we've done it in other instances, that the president could say, okay, GE, y'all just slug it out, and they wouldn't be in too good a shape.
Well, of course, they tell me that this corporation is so vicious that this would, they would use this propaganda-wise to brainwash everybody in their employ, and this would be a complete disaster. Now, and of course, if you've got to have those plants, I don't know, let me sound our people out. You want three plants?
We want three and possibly, Bob, those.
Possibly two more.
Possibly two more. What are the possible?
Gainesville. Well,
he doesn't know.
I've got a list, but of which two would be involved.
He's got a list of which two would be involved. Nick Katzenbach, Bob McNamara, John Roach, Joe Califano, and Ramsey Clark, Harry McPherson. Every man here is 100% pro-labor man, except Johnson. And they had Jim Reynolds calling you when your call came in to suggest to you that instead of our going in and getting an injunction immediately, that you just say that you're going to meet this war demand, which is a very small percentage. Over 90% of their stuff is not connected with the war, and that you have met it in these other instances, and you're going to meet it now, and you're on the side of the soldier and the country and the government, and GE, you're going to meet that, but that you're not going to let them screw you on the other 90-odd percent. And that was what Reynolds was going to ask you, if you would prefer to do that, to what we were going to do. Otherwise, Nick was going to get a judge and get Bill Wirtz's his boy married and get an injunction at the same time, if we could.
Well, of course, I can see that I talked to Arthur and some discussion, I agreed with him.
He thinks that...
And I don't agree with him now because I've given the matter further consideration. talk to our people, and as I say, it's going to be a disaster.
We think that if the president sits here and does nothing, when we are short and we've got to have these supplies, we can't hold out, that he is recreant to his trust, negligent of the public interest, and will be in a worse position. Now, what I would do is have your people look very carefully at these alternatives, whether we get an injunction or whether we get the agreement. What we want is an injunction and their willingness to carry us over till January, over that Christmas period.
If you get an injunction on the 10th of October, it will carry us to the 29th of December. Over the period of the period, to get an injunction now, it's on the 20th of December.
That's right. But we would hope that labor would agree, as our friend thought this morning, that they would extend it, would not make me call the Congress back here 20th of December. That wouldn't be good for labor or me either.
How much time have I got now?
Well, you've got whatever you want. We just sit here and wait on it. You talk to your people. I've got Jim Reynolds and Nick Katzenbach, Mark McNamara, John Roach, Ramsey Clark, Joe Califano, Gardner Ackley, and Harry McPherson, and yours truly. And we're just sitting here, and we're going to a wedding after a while, but I guess this takes precedence, doesn't it?
Well, okay, I'll get busy, and I'll get back to you within an hour.
Now, I think our people feel that of the thing that you agreed to, that we thought you wanted.
Mr. President, I didn't want anything.
Well, I know that, but I mean that we thought that you thought was best, and the selective plants, that we're all in a better shape to have the selective plants.
Okay, I'll get back to you.
All right.